is his schoes when the atachas reshusei of the melech. So mele, once the atachas reshusei, so mele there is no year of Aramasiyad, and there is no year of achirim liyisroel nishbiochim nisirdim liyivarech. Sorry for it. That's the shit as a Rambam. But the creation apparently holds
no So what does it mean by Ksuvo? After all, comes the Rabbono, so Ksuvo is only the Rabbono. But the other Rishonim pass like Rabbono, so Ksuvo is only the Rabbono. But it means not just Ksuvo,
so sometimes we find
in other words, so in Melech has a head there, let's say according to most Rishonim, so in Melech has a head there, in the Pilagesh, in the Pilagesh, realized in the Pilagesh, but according to Rashi's, so in Melech has no head there to marry a woman without Kedush, but he has a head there to marry a woman without Nisui. That's a special head, and that's
Pilagesh.
Now, whether Ahuso is Asuo, Lipaimo, Hashem says of its own ways, was alone as Ahuso says with all his Ansuis.
With all his
Ansuis, Lomo. So Ahuso says, whether Ahuso is also in the Raise or Ahuso is also in the Rabbah, it's again as Mahuso. Rashi Shite is, Rashi Shite is, Ksumes, Rashi Shite is also, that Ahuso is only in the Rabbah, the Raise Ahuso is with Teres. But Hashita of Hashita is a Raivet.
So there is no sin.
In Ksubes is that Ahus is also in the Raivet. Ahus is also in the Raivet. And possibly the Shita Rambam also is that an Ahus is also in the Raivet. So Mele according to Rashi's.
Because
now Rashi Shita happens to be that Rashi Shita in Gemara happens to be that Ahus is only also in the Rabbono. So that involves us in difficulty. So now, according to Rashi's Yosef HaYosef, that Pilegesh is a special heter, by Melech. So Pilegesh means Dushim B'Liksuve. What does Dushim B'Liksuve? It means without Nisui. So Bishleim, if Rashi Shita had been like the Raivei, that Aruse without Nisui is also in the Raise, so we should understand the special Alochek Abimelech. But Rashi Shita happens to be that Aruse is only awesome in the Raise, so the Ramon with Raise, Aruse is with Teres. So what kind of a special Chidesh is it? So we'll have to say, it involves the Deichak, but we'll have to say that in the Chaname, according to Rashi Shite, so the whole special aloche, the special hetag Abimelech is only the Rabbon, not Midraise. Because Midraise, there is no Nafkemine. So if Mehediat is Muter in an Ahuse, without Nisui. But Midrabbonon, so Hediat is Oseh. Is also in Aruse without Nisuin. And then there is a special heter Gabi Melech. That means Pilegesh, that means Aruse without Nisuin, that Chachomim didn't apply their Isa. That Isa the Rabbonon, li Gabi Melech. Now, there is a machlik as the Rambam derived as to whether the Cheshbim of Yitches, the Cheshbim of Yitches is the Cheshbim of Yitches means exclusive of Pilakshim, just Noshim, Yitches, but Pilakshim he can have more than Yitches. I mean, even if he has, let's say, Yitches Noshim, so he can have Pilakshim over and above the Cheshbim of Yitches Noshim, or the Pilakshim is included in the Cheshbim of Yitches. So the Rambam says, Bein Noshim, Bein Pilakshim, Hatil Yitches, the Rambam says. And the Raivet is Chayot.
Now, that is mentioned.
V'yabu Noshim, P'yashmu Lom V'shalikiyach HaShmineSchei Noshim, Bein HaNoshim Pilakshim, Hatil ShmineSchei. V'imei Sivach, Asubo Aloch,
Leif.
So, Bein HaNoshim Pilakshim, Hatil ShmineSchei. Now, Omer Avon, Zei Yefshah. שערי הויו לדוביד שיש נושים ופלאקשים, כשאומר לנוס נענובי, והסיב לו כהינו וכהינו, נמצא יתחס So what's the kasha? Because how does he know? Because he says, because it's mentioned six noshim,
so
bigdushim, b'nisuim, b'ksuv, everything that David had, and he said kohen v'chohenu. So mainly it's mashma that he was allowed to have just noshim yitches, but it's not a kasha against the Rambam, because the Loshon HaPosek is vayikach David oid pilakshim v'noshim b'Yerushalayim. So, the Rambam can explain that it means that when Nosan Anovi said Koheino be Koheino, so it didn't mean Koheino be Koheino. True, the six Noshim, one Noshim, now Pilakshim. But Koheino be Koheino doesn't mean. Three times as much of Noshim. It means Koheino v'Chaheino, the Noshim with Noshim and Pilakshim together. So there should be Koheino v'Chaheino. So it should be Koheino v'Chaheino. So that's the Shilas Rambam. However, the Migdal Ei says that the Ravid had a Nuscho Mutas in the Rambam, and that the Rambam Shita is also that the Cheshbim of Yitches is only of Noshim, but Pilakshim are not included in the Cheshbim. But all the other Rishayim mentioned in the name of the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is that Pilakshim are also included in the Cheshbim of Yitches.
That's the Shita of the Rambam.
They all mention the name of the Rambam, that the Pilakshim are included. So they all had the same girse that we had. Not the girse that the Migdal Ei. Not the girse that the Migdal Ei. However, the washing of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is mashma like the Migdal Ei. Not like the girse that the Migdal Ei.
Not exclusive whether they are only Meshubet or not. But whether there is a
Now, so he says, "Vulze shelo yisiv al shmeina esrei noshim b'ksuvo
udushim."
So I mean, so there seems to be still, except if we accept the girse of the Migdal Ei, but only the Sheni mentioned the girse that we have in the Rambam. So according to the girse that we have in the Rambam, there seems to be a sphere between the Rambam Yil Hazoko and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now I don't know whether it is a real sphere. Now the Roshna Rambam is Ubin Anoshim Bilak Shem Achas Shem Nesre V'Meisif Achas Ubo Alo Leike V'Meisif Achas Ubo Alo Leike. So the Rambam says Ubal. Why Dafke Ubal? So the Lachem Mishneh. So the case of Mishneh is that kasha. But the Lachem Mishneh explains it. He says that the Rambam Mishitos says is Sure Bie that Ubal Kidesh is. Because the Rambam Mishitos is that by all Sure Lawe there is Aloche. There is Aloche. That Ubal Kidesh is anyway.
So
it has to behave. Kiddush uba, if my boy alam zeres. So if someone will be boy alam zeres, and he will be one big dushim, so he will not be chayim malkes. If he'll be, let's say kiddush, and loy boal, he will not be chayim malkes either. So it has to be both. There has to be both. So the lav of the av, the noshim is like all chayim lav. And the shittes Rambam is that all chayim lav, he is only chayim malkes if it's kiddush boal. So here too, only if it's kiddush boal. Now. So if, let's say, according to the Rambam, if someone will be born a lazein,
but something is very similar,
a king is also a lazein, or a lagush,
So,
so is that Chayim Malkus? How it would still the Rambam says that if he came, we'll be so he'll be Chayim Malkus, besides now the question is, but it is only Chayim if it's Boal HaKiddush. And by Nochis, so there is no Tvises Dushin. So it's just Boal. Why is it Chayim Malkus? So the Rambam himself explains it. And the Rambam says, when do we say that there has to be Dushin? Only if Dushin is Shaykh, if Dushin can be Tavis. So then, if he'll be Boal HaZeino Yisraelis, so when Dushin is Tavis, so then he's not Chayim Malkus if he's just Boal, if it's no Kiddush. But, but if he's Boal Zeyman Nochis, so Dushin is not Tavis, so then Boal alone is Chayim Malkus. So what does it mean? Because Dushin Machayach. Because the Torah doesn't say, Davke Kiddush in Boal. The Torah says, Lo Yikoch. So in other words, there has to be a full kich. So if it is a Zeino, Israelis, not in Ochis, or in Grusho, so Dushin is Shayach, so maybe if he's just born without Dushin, so the kirch is not full, so it's not a complete kirch. Mashiach in Kain, if she's a Boal HaNochis, in Kain is Boal HaNochis. So Dushin is not Tavis in Ochis. So the bee itself constitutes full kirch.
Shoot.
The bee itself constitutes full kirch. So
who is Mimami?
So
in other words,
when the Rambam says here, Vim Hesif Achas, Uboal Oleiki. So the Rambam says here, Vim Hesif Achas, Uboal Oleiki. So that means, Ligabe Noshin, that's what you have to do. So then, if it is just Boal, no Kiddushin. So Mele, the Kirche is not a complete Kirche. So he's not like Mashiach Kain, Ligabi Pelegesh. And she says, Rambam, is Pelegesh, is Beloi Kiddushin. So what is there?
What
just be it. Yichud Ba'amu, but Yichud doesn't mean just Yichud. It means, Yichud means a common law wife. That's what Yichud means. Pelegesh means a kamel wife. There is no maisik dushin, but he keeps her as his wife. So there, when will it be chayv? So will be chayv malkes. No, there is no dushin. Otherwise, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam by all chayv alav. So there is only malkes, and there is dushin and bia. And by Pelegesh there is no dushin. So how can it be like when he's when he takes a Pelegesh and he's Marbe, Noshin through a Pelegesh? The answer is, in the same way as the Rambam says, when one is Boal, Zeyman Nochis, so since Dushin is not Eifes, so then the Kirche is complete without Dushin. So if he marries a woman, Beteres Pelagius, true Dushin is Eifes, but he doesn't marry a Beteres Dushin, he marries a Beteres Pelagius, that means a common law wife. So the beer itself, the fact that he keeps her as his wife and lives here, so that constitutes a full kirche. That constitutes a full kirche. So mele that so the gabi and isha.
So
if he intends to marry her through Gdushin, so then will not be Chayv Malkus if it is just Boal. There has to be Gdushin. But if he intends to marry her through Blackshus, so then he'll be Chayv Malkus even without Gdushin. Now, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah is shitting that even though by all Chayv Malkus, so there is he's only Chayv Malkus if there is Dushin and Bia, but if there is Dushin without Bia, or Bia without Dushin, there is no Malkus. But the love is that Malkus is only Chayev if he was Gamer the Yisrael, in other words, a full Kirche. In other words, if there was Dushin and Bia, but an Yisrael there is for Dushin without Bia, by all Chayev love, and for Bia without Dushin. In other words, according to the Rambam, if one will be Mikadosh Mamzeres, he'll be Ivar Lav. But he'll not be Chayv Malkus. If one will be bought Mamzeres, he'll be with a lamb of Mamzeres. And bought will not be Chayv Malkus. Malkus will only be Chayv if there is a full kicher.
So now,
Mimele, Ligabi Liabli Noshim, the Rambam says, we may see Vachas Ubaaloleke. Ubaaloleke. So why is that? So the Mishnah says, because of the Rambam Shita, no Chayim Alam, there is Malkus only if there is Dushin and Biye. So here too, in Hesif Achas, if there was Dushin and Boalo, so then he's like it. But suppose you'll be Mikabish, a 19th woman, and he will not be Boalo, so he will not be Chayim Malkus, but the Lav will be even, like you know Chayim Alam, even without Boalo. If you doubt about it, so Mashiach came, Ligabi Pelegesh, so that's only in regard to the Noshim, that he is marrying, that he wants to marry Fubush, Mashiach came, the Noshim, that he is marrying Fublach Jews, so there is no Dushin, he doesn't intend to realize Dushin, he wants it to be able, he wants to keep up with his Blach Jews, with his Pelegesh, so then he'll be Chayiv Malkus, only, so he'll be able to love, only if there will be beer. But suppose there won't be any beer. He just was miyached her a certain woman. And he was not mikadish her, and he was not boaleo. He was not boaleo. So then he will not be able. Now, the way it was with David by Avishak Hashinamis, v'amelech lo yudo, So then he will not. So David HaMelech was not even Meive. The Gemara mentions further that David could not marry Avishai Hashimamis because of the love of Liyahu Noshim. So that's why it's HaMelech Lo Yudo. HaMelech Lo Yudo. Now, so if let's say if he had made Dush, so he was not allowed to make realize Dushin Avishai Hashimamis because if he realized Dushin Avishai Hashimamis, then he would be in the love. True, he wouldn't be Chayv Malkus David HaMelech, but the love he would be there. But Avishai Hashimamis, so it was just miyachin with her, and there was no Gdushin. So Mimele, without beer, he was not even able to laugh. It's only the question of Yichud Nipnuyo, so the Chachomim were Matia, Lidovit, the Yisra of Yichud Nipnuyo. But the laugh, he wasn't able. Why wasn't he able? Because Gdushin there wasn't. So Mimele, without beer, he's not able. The lab altogether. Mashiach came. If he, the Noshim, that is Biksubo, Dushin, so even without being able to be in the lab, Malkus will only be higher if it's Baal. So you can reconcile the Rambam Yod HaZoko with the Rosh Naram Siv HaMitzvahs. The Rambam Yod HaZoko says, She is a Ramelech Ma'amis Noshim, Wongol Yabu Noshim. So he doesn't discuss Malkus, he discusses the lab. So he says, Uvulze, Shaloyesi Val Shmeino Eskei Noshim Iksubo Gdushin. In respect to Noshim, in whom he realizes the Gdushin, so he will be able to lab even without me. Mashein Kein, Legabi Bilakshin, so without beer, he will not even be able to laugh. And here the Rambam mentions that he'll be just able to laugh if he's missing Al Shmei Esri Noshim. Just because of Gdushin, he doesn't say beer. The answer is, beer is only required with Gabi Malkus because of the Rambam Shite, in all Chayav Elav. So the Kicha is not a Kicha Mure unless there is Gdushin and beer. But as far as Elav is concerned, so there's the Rambam Shite, just Gdushin is even Elav. So here, he's talking of being given a lot. So he says, Uvul Zeshel Yisrael Shmini Esrei Noshim B'Ksubo Gdushim. So then he can be even a lot even without beer. Mashein Kei L'Gabi Blakshim. So just without beer, he's not even love. But in a Haname, if there is beer, so then even the Blakshim can be counted in the Cheshbon of Yitzchak.
Then he says, so, but he gave us the and in Reb Neroye he's gives Kenegat Arus. So that's the third year in our Gemara. Reb Neroye Imeya, Loi Nemro Parshe Zu Shal Mishne Teiro, Loi Li Mitzvo, Vi Loi Laim Aleyem, Elo Kenegat Arumes, Sheim Nisramu, שאין סם משמואל וביקשו להעמיד לו המלך מעמיד. ולאילום היכד ליבוי מלכה עוד ולטווי, שנאמר ויאמרתו שימו לה המלך ככל הגרים אשר לביס. מדהה וסגלי למכתב, או שימו לה המלך וסולוי וכוסי ככל הגויים, שממנו, לא שנתרום אסכו משתור יקרו, דימש מה שמבקשים לי אסכי כל הגויים, אשר לסי מה שלוי כדוס. שלוי כדוס. So in other words, so the drama hell is here is Reb Nechemie and Reb Neroy. And when Rashi says, he doesn't say
about
Reb Neroy
about
what? Rashi doesn't say,
but it's Mistaber
that
Rashi and Reb Neroy the Rambam passes like an account. But he mentions the Yisr of Asoras Libe, even by Ishachas. The Rambam mentions that now Chavot, in connection with Ishachas,
and there he's given the Chavot, the
Yisr of Asoras Libe, the Torah. So we see that the Rambam passes that there is a Yisr of Asoras Libe, even by Ishachas.
So it's Mistaber that when Rashi says,
but the Rambam passes in Yerushal Mishne, like Tanikame, so the answer is, the machleket between Tanikam and Rav Shimon is where the Rashi and Taimi
Likro.
So according to Rav Shimon and Rashi and Taimi Likro, so there are two separate lav, and there is malchus. One lav is that it should be mal and Roshim.
Not Rav Nehoi here, but Rav Nehemi here.
Even if they are all like a Mikael, and then there's another tam, lo yosef lo. Even Ishaachas, that he's not like a Mikael, like Israel. So he's not allowed to marry. So according to Rav Shimon, if we marry one isha, if a melech will marry one isha, that is meiser as the boy, he'll be chayv malkes.
So
there's the lav gom. So it's two separate lav. But the Tanakhame doesn't dash the time of the call. He doesn't dash the time of the call. So that means there are no two independent lav. And the Yosef as the Rama is only tam for the lab of the Avali Noshim. But since the Torah mentions it explicitly as the tam, so we learn out from that that the Torah is makpid against Asoras Lev, against any behavior in connection with his matrimony that will be Meisir as Levav.
But he is here like this.
Now, I mean, it doesn't mean that the Yosef Zalbove implies an
Israel like
against the Melech not to take any action that might water down his principles, that might corrupt him. Suppose the Melech associates with certain people who corrupt him, so he'll be doing an Avera, but he will not be Avera the Yisr of Yosef Zalbove. So the Yosef Zalbove is an Yisr only applies to any action in matrimony, in connection with matrimony, that is conducive to Asoras Libe. So too, according to Tanakhame, there is no separate lab. But
so
Yosef Zalbove is only tam for the Avodah Zarah. But we see that the Torah is makpid, so that in itself implies an Yisr. But there's no malkes. That's like the Yisurim Shein Roshim Teiro. I mean, so there is no malchus, but in Yisrael Chayse there is. That's the reason that's why the Rambam in Aloha Aleph discusses the love itself.
So then,
he just mentions Yavol Eloshim. It doesn't make any difference. It's Kapitayel or Kibizevel. Yavol Eloshim. And if it's Mar Eloshim, so it's Chayv Malchus. Then, in Aloha Aleph, in Aloha Aleph, he mentioned the Yisrael of Asoras Lev.
And
the Yisrael of Asoras Lev. What difficulty that we see in the Rambam that I didn't say I mean give it terrorist last time because here the Rambam passed things like Tanikam, not like Rav Shimon.
So
there is no malchus for an isha like Yisrael that is Meisir HaSlibe. Just an Isa that we deduce from the Tamakor. from Tabarama, like the Iser, the Treblezer of Yaakov, the uses from the Posik of Molo, Retimo, Shaleo, the Iser, Ishachas, Bim Dinezu, Ishacheres, Bim Dinacheres, Vimtso, Ochnises,
Achis.
So, that is mentioned, but the Rambam is massive, words that use from the Posik of Molo, Retimo, Retimo. But the Rambam is massive again, the Ochnises, as to why
the same thing.
Because it should not be counted in Min Alam. But the Nisar it is. So here the time, it's every time of the Torah that is explained in the Torah.
That he was
implies
here.
A certain Iser, because if the Torah mentions something explicitly as the top for a certain Iser, so we thus see that the Torah is makpit against that. The Torah is makpit against that sort of so that itself implies an Iser, but that is an Iser. It's not allowed. It's like an Iser, it's like an Iser that is not reposed by Torah. There is no Malkis. So that's why the Rambam whether she is of Zayin Avim or any other Kohen. So it's Chayim Aleyen.
He means
but
by
here the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon Dorish Taimor. And over there,
not
he passes like Rav Shimon Yehoi,
that
Dorish
Taimor.
Dorish Taimor.
The whole
now,
the
reason is why the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon Yehoi, not like Rambam Shmuel, because there are certain Gemorim. There is a Gemorim in
Abzoreh,
and there is a Gemorim in Dushim, where the stomach of the Gemorim is like Rav Shimon Yehoi.
So
the Gemorim is Rambam, so the stomach of the Gemorim is like Rav Shimon Yehoi. So because of that, the Rambam passes, even though the usual Gemorim is Yochim Rambam Lachik Rabim, but because of these Gemorim in Abzoreh, Dushim, the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon Yehoi. Of Dorish Taimer.
What is the machlokes between
Rav Neroye and Rav Nechemya? The Gemara says in that the reason is why
now,
Rav Yehuda says that Talmud makes his higher malchus from one intermarry is because of Dorish Taimer. But it's two separate svores in Dorish Taimer. But in both the Tam is mentioned. In here, so the Tam is mentioned, so according to Rav Shimon, who says Dorish Taimer Nikro, so since it's Dorish Taimer Nikro, so actually the Gemara Kasha was, if Rav Shimon is Dorish Taimer Nikro, then you should say like Rav Yehuda. On the contrary, so the Tam of the Yosef Aslikovei should limit the Yisah of Yabli Noshim to women like Izeva.
So he says,
Davke Noshim, Hamisirasasli, this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't accept, who doesn't agree with the concept of Dorish Taimer Nikro, but in this case, where the Torah explicitly mentions the Tam, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Davke, that the Tam limits the Dalah. Limits the Dalah. Yeah. So.
Then he says,
so that's and Reb Shimon says, no. Reb Shimon, who is Dorshtaldik, or even a town that is not mentioned that is only
so he's saying the same thing.
Not mentioned
so
but in this case, so let's say, in the in connection with the Lava, we found that Reb Shimon,
but as far as the deal is concerned,
what were the limits the scope of the Talmud. He limits it only to Talmud Ario, not Talmud Ashiro. But here, because the Talmud is mentioned explicitly, so Reb Shimon says that they are two separate levels. So Mele, Reb Shimon here says that it's not that Reb Shimon here says that the term mentioned by the Torah, it determines the scope of the love of Yah. No, it doesn't determine the scope altogether. And the country is a separate love, it's an independent love. So according to Reb Shimon, Yosef Bobe is not the term. Is not the term for Yabul Noshim, because Yabul Noshim, without any time. And Yosef Bobe, that's another love, Yosef Bobe. He shouldn't be Mesel Bobe through that tomorrow.
Now,
so in that machlekes between Tanekame and Reb Shimon, the Rambam passes like Tanekame. But in the machlekes between Reb Shimon ben Yochai and the Rabbanan, so it's another machlekes altogether. They, what did the Torah say?
So he says,
So there, Reb Shimon ben Yochai doesn't say there are two separate laws. One law, Velis Yischatenbo, and another law. Ki Yosir Es Bincho by itself is not a law. There is no Roy, there is no Pen, there is no Ishomer. So what does Reb Shimon ben Yochai say? That the Ki Yosir, which is the Tav, of Lois Yischatenbo, determines the scope of Lois
Yischatenbo.
So if not for the posik of Ki Yosir, I would limit the scope of Lois Yischatenbo only to Shivumis. Why Shivumis? Mechateise, even without, the question of why is, even without Ki Yosir, Mechateise, we should limit the scope of this Yischatenbo only to Shivumis because of the smuchis. Because the previous posik deals with Zainam.
The people who saw my
Shemel Kechol for Necho, we saw Machim Dachim Meisot. So in other words, so the and the posik Kalef also so the previous Mukim deal with Shiva. So Mele, if not for the Kiyosia, so then we should limit Luis Ischatenbo on the basis of Smuchi. So to Zainab, because the previous Sukim deal with Zainab. But Shibayu, he says, inasmuch as this posik, right, is followed by the next posik of Ki Yosir, and the term of Ki Yosir applies to always, not after the Zainab, I mean, so Mimele, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Ki Yosir determines the scope of Lois Yischatenbo.
But if they do it,
determines and defines the scope of Lois
Yischatenbo.
So Gemara says, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Dorish Taim Nikro. But this Dorish Taim Nikro is not necessarily the same Dorish Taim Nikro as the Dorish Taim Nikro of Reb Shimon here, that Afila Achas, Afila Achas Mesiras Libach is this. Because when Reb Shimon says here Dorish Taim Nikro, it means that the Lo Yosir is not in Mitab, the Lo Yosir. The Liosia constitutes a separate law.
The people
who Reb Shimon ben Yochai says here, Dorishtai Mikro, it means that the Tam determines the scope of Lois Yischatenbo. So now, in connection with the house out of the Talmudot, so the Tam does the Rabbah Paschus, not like Reb Shimon. The Tam does not determine, because over there the Tam is not mentioned explicitly, the Tam is only a Kubel. Mashainkin, the town is mentioned explicitly.
So
the question is, the town that is mentioned explicitly doesn't determine the scope of the law or not.
So
the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochai. But over here, the question is whether it constitutes a separate independent law. So it doesn't pass like Rabbi Yochai. So there is no stira. One has nothing to do with the other.
So this is what the Rambam says.
Now, Like
as a
because since the Torah mentions the Tam, so we see
manifestation,
so we can deduce from that the Torah is matpit against that
Maizen.
So that
leads
out the Maizenisa. But not
would
now,
not
that
make the demands of
mention
that he appointed the Ramah. But
even though the Ramah is not like Ramah.
After
the Ramah mentions it differently. Now, the Ramah holds that there are three
Tamidim
in regard to the
Arush.
Not in Conway Machlekes, as the Ramah mentions, but the Ramah mentions the Ramah himself also holds that there are three Tashitim. But the Ramah mentions Ishitim that there is a Machlekes of two Machlekes, not in
three.
So the Ramah holds that there is a three-way machlekes. In other words, reviewed and Rabbi Shimon not explanatory of Tanekame. But there is a three-way machlekes. Tanekame and Rabbi Shimon. Tanekame holds that it doesn't make any difference. Case ever got a guy.
Mamitin lohen.
He's able to
have a guy.
Whether that can be a guy or he's
able. Then it's not in a mitzvah.
And if it's not so, there is no machlekes. There is no law.
According
doesn't make any difference one way or the other. They don't review the whole that the law of Yahweh Noshim applies only to a ribu of Noshim
Kishabel,
but a ribu of Noshim Kishabel, so he's muter.
But this is how the Shimon holds
that the law, one law is opposed to them. Even Noshim Kavikai,
so he says,
another law,
no time to Yossi,
the
mitzvah,
one point who is me seriously.
And
so that he really
uses it from the Lord of the Apostles.
And that the Ramah passes like Tanikam. So he says as follows. He makes
a heavenly, very remarkable thing. So
where did you get it?
Twice. The Torah should say,
but so the answer is that the Ramah also took it for granted that even those who are not there, Stein recall,
or
Tanekami is not there, Stein recall. So there is no independent love. But an Isser against Hasoras Ribei, there is. That's why the Ramah says this
because
he says as according to Rabbi Yehudah, Rabbi Yehudah Imer Marco Leisam Yitche Uvilvachi Uzoki Kashre.
So the Ravanel says
today shall we see this as Libay. Shall we also take on the Harvey Salobinoshim Shimzoki Kashre? The Lord Birishes. Shall we feel Rubo Yisiris
can fit Rabbi Shimon and certainly.
The woman is more zekes berishes, so there are three categories of women. In other words, there are women who are like Abigail.
The man is the
Melech. And then there are women, who are more zekes berishes. And then there are stam women. Now, when Rabbi said that the love of Yahweh applies only to more than 18 Noshim that are not Kavigayel. So what does it mean? Noshim that are not Kavigayel, but Stam Noshim.
If you are fine with
you, but they're not Kavigayel people.
So you are Mikuyev
18, not more than 18. However, if she is a woman, that is her second religious, So when the Zevel uses the expression Zevel, he doesn't say Zevel in Marshas. It means Zevel, a woman who doesn't elevate the husband, but on the contrary, who kavams the husband. But not in Marshas, she might be a very fine woman. She might have a mitzvah, but she... So she wants that, the principles of the husband,
but the husband say is only
so
the point
that's why the deceptive
now, of course,
when the deceptive uses the expression but it doesn't mean Mosek is what the Rambam, a woman who is Mosek is
not like that.
Let's say she's a putze,
and it's certainly not Mashiach.
So then,
this is what Rabbi Yehuda.
So then, everybody agrees that he's not allowed to marry such a woman.
This is what Rabbi Nehoi said.
Even one woman.
This is what Rav Nehoi says. So in other words,
and the basis of the Israel of Yosia
is that
of Yosia,
of Yosia, the very outset it's a mitzvah.
Of Yosia,
it's a mitzvah.
This is what it says. So according to the Kame, according to Rav Yehuda, everybody
naturally,
he says,
eager by themselves, David Melech, they are mechuyev to ask.
What the Pesukim must be said? Goyavol inoshim. Bein Mozokes Bikashres.
So Rabbi Nechemia says...
Kavigayel, Bein Shein Mozokes Bikashres, Kavigayel. But she's a Stami woman. Elo Yutches. Vidavke Bistome. Avo. Mozokes Birishes. Kulao Nameide. Dafila Achas Lisa. On the basis of which is there. On the basis of which is there. On the basis of...
It is never a mitzvah. But what?
But he passed. But he said, but on the Kame,
that if
but the Kame is not there, Shtam Mikro, the answer is not there, Shtam Mikro. So maybe it's not a separate love. But we see that the Torah is makpid. The Torah is makpid against Asoras Lev. So Mimele, if she's Mosekes Belishes, so in the Asoras Lev, Yisam is there. So then everybody is made that it's Osa. But Malkes, they wouldn't. So we see that the Lyoseres Livove implies an Isa, according to everybody. But according to Tanekame, it has reference only to a woman, a Putzi. Now the Rav Gat Nore and Mishnayes, so he says that Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says that he's allowed to be Mar Benoshi more than 18, as long as they're not Mesiras Eslibei, so Noshim that are Mesiras Eslibei, so he cannot have more than 18, but up to 18 he can have Noshim. Hamisiras et libe is allowed. So the Rama says it means noshim stam, not noshim putzes. The Rama Tinore says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not allowed to have more than 18 noshim putzes. So he is chilek on the Rama. All right. Now, the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Mara, Arba Meis Yelodim, Hoyo Lidomit, Vikulom Bnei Fasteya Hoyo, Gadli Blu Yesoyo. Now, Rashi Yudushin Da Fainavov points out, Arba Meis Yelodim, Hoyo Lidomit, so it doesn't mean the bunny, the children, that David HaMelech himself, that could be, because the halacha is that could be, because Because the halacha is in Pasteya that the Torah was only Mati Yakinegat Yitzhagara, only one in Pasteya, not
put on the
not more than one.
Of God.
Do not.
So,
how is it possible that David HaMelech
see from there
married 400 Yifasteya unless he waged 400 wars?
Now the Rambam mentions another pasuk.
Doesn't seem reasonable.
Pasuk.
So Rashi. The Rambam says it means the doesn't mean the 400 war children of David. That means.
But
they were Nikol Shmeichel David because these were 400. Youngsters that were born to the Yifasteya of the Bnei Atzofa in David's arm. So they were Nikol Shmeichel David, but not that they were the Bnei Yifasteya of David. 400 So married Yifasteya and each Chayol married one Yifasteya, because that's the more intuition. That the Torah was only Mata Kenei Yitzhakara, one, not more. However, the Mishkan Shita is very strange. The Tesis is leading to Shamolik. And he says that they were all the bottom of
the reason, so the Mishnah says, the reason is why the Rambam mentions
that's
this.
That's it. Even though it says that what he calls here, shall he gach all chabot, so he's not allowed to take to marry two Yifasteya. Only one. But, so one Yifasteya will mention Muhammad.
A person, even according to the Kabbalah, that is Yisab Chetov.
To say that David waged 400 times he waged war, doesn't seem. Right, doesn't now, seem reasonable, but anyway, that is written to
Shusev.
But all the other Rishayim say like Rashi, So our Meisir Odim Hoyul Vodavit Yichulom Nikrasteya, Vomikach Yidur Yisoy, Vichulom Nishvim Vichrini Shalzor, Nahol Chim Viroshik Ayoshet, Hoyul, Vehei Hoyul Bala Yichulim Pichal Vizdom. So the more intuition is on the country, the more it's the kashe.
Now,
because
so that's the aloche.
No one who was not participated in the Chomis, so the more it's the kashe. But here, you see that they were in David's army. So the more it says that David didn't let them participate in actual combat.
So we see
only
from
those
Mimor
who have Schusovitz, he allowed them to participate in actual combat, but he used them to scare the Umisei Lama because they imposed an awe upon the Umisei Lama just by their appearance. And that's the reason as to why they were allowed to be Gabu Gnukas. After all, I mean these 400.
So,
I mean, they were conceived
in
Begeus,
in the Torah,
but then they were Miskayah, so they were Jews. So Gabu Gnukas was not allowed to be Gabu Gnukas. We're not allowed to be Gabu Gnukas, so they were Hiroson Shaloi Parashishe, these 400. And we also Kedush. So there was a Gibus realized by the mother, it was hal on them too, so they were Jews. So they were Gerim Gmurim. So the Mele, so they were Muzer Mitzvahs, and one is not allowed to be Gabu Gnukas. But the Gemara in Bava Kama at the end of Merube says that Beishel and Gamliel were criminal malchus,
So, we don't know what this is.
So and, it is, and so we have to come to the conclusion that this is what Jesus means. Now to me, it's a question. How could the Matir, how could the Chachomim be Matir? And these are the Raisedes.
So according to the Ramah,
we got the Lord. So how could you be Matir because of the Krim Malchut, because of the Tirech? So the Miri,
so they have to ask
the Sanhedrin further says,
then,
and so also the Chachomim, he said that these are the Raisedes of the Zilchu Bechukes HaKoyim applies only but something that is linked, that is associated with their das. It doesn't have to be davke, it's das of Havizor. Even if the das of the Goyim is not the das of Havizor. But let's say, if it has religious significance, let's say, a Hong Kong, the Muslim
mitzvah. So it's never a mitzvah.
So
if you
follow up the hooking of the Muslims, the religious hooking of the Muslims, so Beiter Lab the Raiseh, and Bilbechayim Malkes. Bilbechayim Malkes, let's say, if somebody will put up a Christmas tree on the 25th of December, so Bilbechayim Malkes. Oh, not only one put up a Christmas tree, if you eat colored egg, Lannister, so Bilbechayim Malkes.
The
man, but regarding bullies, that is not linked to a point of saints with their religion.
So that we
that's a minak pritzus of the Goyim. The Romans,
pastors like Abude,
the Romans, I mean the Romans, and we see that to, the ancient nations
they
too.
Have to
so that so the aristocrats among the ancient nations, for the in order to show that they are superior to the other people, to the common man. So they were regarded as blues, in other words, to show. And that was a minhag that emanated from arrogance, from pritzus, from arrogance. But it had no religious significance. It had nothing to do with the Zore or the Doshats. So the Lavde Raiseh, the Lavde Raiseh, applies only to a chok. No hand that has to do
what
with
is the
if not at the Zohar, with the
there is no mitzvah of a
point.
But if the Jews demand
it, a minak pritzus of Goyim. So that's not Osam Midrash.
So
that is only Osam Midrash. If Goyim have a egg, which has a mild significance other than the culture, there is no Yisera. So then Chazal said,
but
so in other words, if the Jews Goyim have a nice practice, a practice that,
Shmuel,
that has mild significance, so on the contrary, if a Jew does not adhere to that practice,
to a point
he is Averanism.
But the mitzvah is
a matter of fact, the Jews demand it. The Jews demand it.
Then there is a Pian
Shekele Shtim.
So whereas according to Ramah,
Anshke Shiro, and also the Rosh Kaposik, in Rei,
and according to Rabbi Yude,
Am Kodesh Shtil Adi Shem Lekechot.
Without the
Nipa Album, the Sechol Kol Neveiro.
So, and according to Rabbi Chaniya, there is no
Mitzvah. So, Am Kodesh Adi Shem Lekechot. So,
wouldn't see many
mentions in Rosh.
But if the Jews
see the Lema Achayelim, Sheyiu Yeisar Nishmik.
Then there is a Mitzvah. According to Rabbi
Chaniya, so what does it mean?
But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rama says,
let's say Goyim,
there is a mitzvah in the very outset, even without the patriarchal dimension.
So Rabbi Chaya says, to provide,
that's the pshat,
to provide
that's the pshat
for people, and if a Jewish institution does not adhere to that practice,
ideally it's not a proper.
So then they are gearing the achirim, so that they cause the achirim, the Goyim, to be to a certain extent more holy than they.
Now the Malbinel.
So that's the pshat in the Chazal. Kims Mekonim Shobehem Loyasis. On the contrary, if there is a nice practice that Goyim have, but there are a number of nice practices that Goyim have. That's under the influence of the Torah, of course. But there are a number of good practices that Goyim have. And if a Jew does not adhere to them, so he shouldn't say, oh, Goyim, I was going to it.
Be careful
of the plan of Goyim. And so the culture, if Goyim have a nice practice, say the Jew does not adhere to the nice practice, the ethical practices of the Goyim, so then he is a veir of Kiam Kodesh Lanishem Lekechot, Lashon Kechot, Luis Sigrim Lachir, Luis Yisak Nishim Kechot. But there is an Yisrael of Chukis
HaKoyim,
in following up practices of Goyim that are are the
prophets from God, the prophets.
So then, so like
Megalodon, God has.
So that emanates in arrogance. In arrogance.
So,
so then there is a Nisa. There is a Nisa that I want, not a Nisa that I say. But the Nisa that I want, the same thing applies to the long hair, the unusual long hair. Now I think that he's disappearing this practice. But a few years ago, it was very popular. So that also emanates from preachers' arrogance. Because, too, it wasn't in order to show that they are superior to other people. The wrong mass when they were only, when they pay long hair, so it was to show that they are superior to the common man on the street. But when the hippies grow long hair, it's not to show that they are superior to the other people, but to show their contempt. So that's also arrogance. That's also guiding. So there is also an issue of Chukis HaGoyim.
So if someone
goes long hair in order to follow up the practice of the hippies and not show his contempt for society.
Because
the Miri says is only him. And he said, so since it's only Yosef Rabbanon, so the Chachomim were matir. So that's the business to why. They were allowed to make Alukabam because it had a purpose. In other words, in order to scare the Misa'ila with their appearance. So Bichulam Yeshim Krenishon Zor, Mahalchim Roshi Gaiz,
Behem
Oyo Balikrit, just to scare the Misa'ila. They didn't participate in actual combat. Ve Omar Abiyude Omar, Tomo Bas Yifasteya, Shenema, Viater, Dabeyo, this is what Tomo said to Amnon, when Amnon tried to rape her, so she tried, to turn from that act. So she said to him, why don't you speak to the king? Kill him now. So the question is, after all, she was his sister. I mean, how could David allow Amnon to marry his sister? It's a rabbis. It's a chorus.
I'm not saying that this is the pshat.
But we saw that it was not the of Achzel Yerushalayim.
Adishem
Yerushalayim.
That's the reason as to why the Rambam. The posik.
Now let's see what Rashi says.
Rather than the drosha in the
Yifasteya, Hanisu Buchomo Kisiv Olis Bashiyu. Tomar Achis Avjolim. Bas Yifasteya also. Kidim Shenizgai Rodolim Sholim. Macho Yime. Yoldo Tikdoplis. Because Macho.
Aim
of Sholei was Yifasteya, and David married her. So in other words, she was conceived. Tomo was conceived. Was conceived before Macho, his mother, or her mother, was Misgayeres Leif Sholei. So Kedim Shnizgayer of Leif Sholei, Macho Yime, Yolo Leif Dovi Vestomo, Vehoiso Etzlei Viteras Yifasteya.
That before Melech was appointed,
now,
as appointed,
so from Rashi's portion, it's Mashma, Rashi says, Achis of Sholim Bachmaseo, Kiddush in his guy of Leif Sholim. Why don't you say Kiddush in his guy of Leif Sholim? You should say Kiddush in his guy of
Leif Sholim.
But that has to do with the Machlikis, Ashi and Tesis.
Then they become Mechuyas.
And that's also Machlikis, the Rambam and the Rambam.
But
the Rambam Shittim, that is the Shitt of Rav Netan, Tesis.
And then that Melech died,
probably of most Rishonim.
And this is the point another Melech.
Yes, the Shitt of most Rishonim is that Yifasteya, Bio Rishino, is Yifasteya, Kedem Kolomach.
In the mitzvah of building Yifasteya,
before she goes,
as that,
because in that
generation, they don't have a Melech.
So we may
have the Torah already fulfilled the mitzvah of a Poshas Melchomo in concession.
Do you can say that? So, the Torah was not the Bioshino. Even the Gius.
But
there is a whole Seder in connection with Yifasteya.
We could say this Posik of Yom,
that's the Rambam says,
so
he has to follow up that Seder. But be a shino. That is muta the Torah was mati abishas mochomo.
The Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to be mikayim the mitzvah of min hamelech. Now, at the time of Yeshua, they appointed him Malach.
So, beruhi sebashiv reishis vashteya vechoshak tomo lekach tuchom rishon. Va'aviso tirpisecho v'yulches chesho v'yoses tzoponeo v'yisirosim vashem yomaleo v'yashul yisecho v'yashul yisimo yachyom v'akinto v'yaleo v'vauto.
That implies
so that
Yeshua is
a that is for being
so Klal Yisrael was making the mitzvah.
So then he has to bring it to his house and she has to stay
at the time of
a whole month.
So then
and then if she's
so scared, then so he marries her.
And so he keeps her as his wife. But Bio Mishelo is not a big use because the deportero, El Kenegan, is a
moment. Because this is the prerequisite. The fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shinsos in Malacho is a prerequisite to the real mitzvah of Achot Zare Shalamol.
Rashi.
So once the Minu Melech was fulfilled, the mitzvah of Minu Melech was fulfilled, they became mechuyev in Achos Zare Shel Amolek. They only shaken the Achos Zare Shel Amolek
until he followed up the whole
thing. Achos Zare Shel Amolek is a prerequisite.
You saw the Torah was not matter
for the mitzvah of Beisaprion. But
the Torah was only
so that's why the Rambam mentioned
after
the
reporter to his house.
The Rambam mentioned
and she realized the whole procedure.
What does that imply?
So
that implies that not only that the fulfillment of
the Minu
Melech is a prerequisite for the Mikayim of Achot Zare Shel Amolek.
So
no, it also implies that if there is no Melech, there is no mitzvah of Achot Zare Shel Amolek.
In other words, Achot Zare Shel Amolek
requires
Melech.
So there is no Melech,
there is no mitzvah.
So even if the Klal Yisrael has already fulfilled the mitzvah of Minu Melech 10 times, if in any particular generation there is no Melech, there is
so no Seder is required.
She is Miskayeres.
And if she is a real Geyeres,
so the Jew is not a king,
we must have a Melech.
But before
we are
Mechuyev,
she doesn't want
to build the Besapchir.
So in other words,
she does
it. That's why the Rambam mentions
she does
the Posikin Shuer
because of the pressure of
Samoy.
So in other words,
The
Ramban says that he be sure Melech
feels determined to marry her, so she can be Mikaya her,
from the fact
and they can keep her as a wife.
Melech is mentioned
this
in
is what
of
this is how the Ramban explains.
So and that is
so the Ramban Chumash
to
spell it out in detail.
But
the Halacha
is Ramban, but this is Shittes Rash. That the posse in Gdush be sure Melech has reference to Mishael.
Because Gemara
there is a message which says that the posse. That the Posik of Ahim Bishur Melech has reference to Mesh Rabbeinu. But then on the other hand, we see that it is mentioned in the Psukim of Malchias. So obviously it has reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we have to say that it has reference to both. It has reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu and it has reference to Mesh Rabbeinu. Ahim Bishur Melech.
So that's one of the Dina Atarora that Meshach Rabbeinu has a Din Melech. Meshach Rabbeinu has a Din Melech. Not that the Klal Yisrael appointed Meshach Rabbeinu. Oh. After all, the mitzvah of Minu Melech is Sholish Mitzvah Nistav.
We choshakta bo, Aval Pishinu.
So they became
the Lord. Bo, Lo, Bo, Vechavato. That's the Aloch.
According to the Malola, I would say that Minu Melech is a mitzvah.
Lokachto, Mekuchin, Yishlo, Bo. Become
Mekuchin, Yishlo, Bo. Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo,
Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo,
Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo,
Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo, Yishlo,
No, words, he wasn't
then
appointed.
They all explain
that's
Rashi.
The Dinator,
Rashi is not so explicit.
That's one of the Dinator that Moshe Rabbeinu.
So explicit here.
That Moshe Rabbeinu
but
had a Din Melech.
In conjunction with other Rashi's,
Yushin
and the Rashi here, in Hedwin, Rashi says,
but
he's not. He says,
Yoshua,
he says,
Shkoidim
Shemizgai Wapalim
Sholei. The Klal Yisrael says,
Kidim Shemizgai Wapalim Sholei.
So that means, that the Klal Yisrael appointed him.
So then,
as
so because of this, so all the Rishonim assume that what Rashi means says, "Shemuchatzenu b'chomo."
So Lavi Aleo, the best Nagodu,
Lavi Aleo. So it means that he's only allowed to be a Rishonim lachak lamas, and
so what
happens
is that he's
lachak geil, he is lachak lamas. But there are other pshatim in
Chetzanu
Muhammo. There is another pshatim in Chetzanu
Muhammo.
But Yeshua was a pshat. In other words,
so the Torah is only matri. We could say that in as much as
Yeshua
was already Mikhail of Minu Melech,
it's not pointing.
Yeshua is a Melech. So that is what's enough to bring
so
the Chiyuv of Achos Madari Shalom Olay to the effect.
Not in the Mach, but he should take care to a private place. So this is the Rambam, and then there is the Pshat of Molay Yishenu, Mikarabon, the Yireim, the Ritvo.
In other words, it's
I think Adar Yishenu mentioned it.
That the Ramban mentioned
so they have another pshat. Chetzanu
Muhammad. Every time there is a Muhammad,
the Torah was only Matia.
So the Torah is only Matia. If it is mentioned,
if it is Mirzain, if it is Mirzain,
Adar Yichu Mikisam.
Now, so then you ask
for the post,
but the Ramban himself mentions the Chash, but the Ramban should take it to the whole Kiddush of Yifasteya.
Because we could tell us that Matia is the Ramban says
only Begiru So
the Jewish Yifasteya is even though we may have.
No, it wasn't Yatzeino, but Yishalui Yatzeino, that's the Pshat of Yatzeino Muhammad, that Baal Koch and
Ha,
no, so it's two different things. When the Ramban says that the Torah was Mata Yifasteya, after Geirus, even though the Geirus was not Yatzeino, so there it means the Geirus was not
Yatzeino,
but the Bia was Yatzeino. But she was Mirzaino to be Mizgaya,
and he says
to be Mikamu Mitzvahs, to become a Jewess. But the Bia itself was
Mirzaino.
Then she'll be Mirzaino to Muhammad means if the Bia itself is Baal Koch, then the Torah is not Mara. The Torah is only Matia if it's indicted on the Bia. All right, whatever the Pshat is. But Rashi says, so and all the Shemim assume that the Pshat of Rashi is that it's only Muta Lachakola Maisim Lachagelus. Now,
to build the Bishap.
So let's see the things. This Al-Kadai Toch Bas Nisui Nave, Achse Mi Abishon, Mikan Koshi Ali Pirusha Kuntre, Shepirish Bitter Kamedik Duschen, Aveso der Besecho, Milamei, Shel Yechutzeno Bimuchom, Pirish Shel Yobo Milchom, Umasra Pirish HaKuntres, Dafim Biyo Rishenu Asura Milchom, Adlach HaKol HaMaisim Kulon, That means that HaKol HaMaisim means after Geus, after the Bochso Viyo Viyimo, Yerachyomi, and after Geus. So, Vim came with Bodo Vidal Macho, Adlach HaShenis Gaio.
And he says,
so Vim came,
even though, I mean, originally,
Vim came Bas Nisuini, so she was a Jewess, Macho at that time. So Memele, she was a real daughter of David.
And
Avsholem was also a daughter of David. So she was a real Achesis. So it's an Issachores, it's a Raias. So how could you say, Dabir no la melech li anim, el ha melech li anim,
because Malchus is
in Zohar. We can kill both of them. Macho at Vashen is Gaio, and Kipas Nisui in each Pachas. So Macho was a Pas Nisui, and Dushin was Tefes in her. So Mimele, she was a real daughter. Heche Shaya Tomol Ach, Labne in Achse, Achse, it's his sister.
They should not
have very strong cash
Malchus to
the So the Rambam is Chelik, and the Rambam, for the Rambam holds, he agrees with the Rambam.
And then Gemalach,
and the Torah is important to Hisham, that he will be used
to the
Torah is mad.
The Ekach
So what's the Pshat? So
the Melech be happy.
So what Pshat is, we shouldn't do Shvaresi. So there's a Rambam Pshat. Another Pshat is, shouldn't be Baal Koch, shouldn't be born Baal Koch.
Because
but then, Rambam is another Pshat
Chelchol.
But it really means, in other words, Rambam Pshat is similar to Rashi Pshat. What does Rashi mean? Only Lacha Kolamazi. But where?